Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Very glad to join you. See every friend in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would make a promise that I know I couldn't keep
it out. Heads up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face let me get some of this good shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never going to go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a bitch, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And now we'll be perfected and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never have it. Never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never.
Rage.
cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I ultra nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rain from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to you in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's clucking. You're sucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothless. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I clock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
United States. get murdered right on these streets. Welcome to
the
America.
The sins of the father my pop gave me to suffer. The friends I will follow was crack babies and hustlers. It's still sharp and still in the block. Made me a cutler, my pen is from the future like Octavia Butler. My grandmother's future, the flag from bloody cotton. The fruits of her labor, alas, already rotten. My man said, yo, it's crazy how fast that we forgotten that we used to pull boxes and plows like we were oxen and cows without an option. And now with this glorious, victorious stormy only pitch for me to shut it down. They sold some of us down the rivers. It's such a broad level of fraud, I get the shivers. It's insidious and it's always been hideous. I had to tread water and run, be amphibious. They do you so dirty for one. Yo, what cleanliness, it make you wanna let off a gun into the emptiness life.
Reach now.
Yeah, I'm ill-fated and hated, I'm hella melanated. Blackness is my religion, to that I'm dedicated. I follow the laws of nature by which I'm regulated. The universe, my university, I'm educated. This one is for my very revolutionary passion, keeping it 100 even though the truth is heavy. Who stand firmly and see their life as a journey, they either God or the journey. My public defender firmly told it to district attorney in a turbulent trial. They told me that time is master, well I'm serving it now. Tell my family I'll be making my return in a while, and every symbol of oppression I'll be burning.
Welcome to America, where you can dream, as long as you can breathe. You can be the motherfucking president of the United States, get murdered right on these streets. Welcome to America, land of the brave, and home of the free. You can be a saint or a sinner or a billionaire, but just stand on your feet. Welcome to America.
Keep on running, running.
America,
keep on
oh Lord.
Charged with treason, I've been scarred and freezing. I've been called a nigga and then called the heathen. When Ham family, they couldn't even tell if I was breathing. In America, we're on black men, it's open season.
No more revolution, it's just fucked ops, ignore the peace. Died in the hood, he never left, with so much more to see. Heard the news about him, really hurt me to my core for weeks. The other side and 1200 while we explore the streets. Jealous of my melanin, what make you human more than me? They threaten us, oppressing us, we post play that cordially. Think about that shit like, what if George is me? Just fucked up as them, to sit back and watch him torture me. Like, why you ain't gon' help me, just recording me? Feel pressure, then I'm shooting final seconds after quarter three. Cause I'll be damned if I let a pig put a fork in me. The feds knocking, that just mean the devil at the door for me. I just hope the Lord with me. They try to change the rules, but shit ain't going how they planned it. Guarantee you I'm gonna be the last man standing. Officer down, bodies dropping, them shells landing. Shot-town leader like Fred Hampton. Them babies starving, they parents can't even afford Pampers. No wonder why his hustler die and clap hammers. He dropped out of school, he only speaking that trap grammar. They teaching us lies, don't facts scatter. Don't want us with self-love. Missing history ain't got answers. So they ain't promoting a black Jesus or black Santa. No idea rise when we see through all the propaganda. On that front line, fist ball like Black Panther staring in the eye. of a nigga hating crack. Like why the fuck I gotta prove to you my black ass matter? No really, why the fuck we still marching? Badge abuse is still sparking. Cause my skin color, I seem real dark. They try to change the rules and shit ain't going how they planned it. Guarantee you I'm gonna be the last man standing. Officer down, bodies dropping, them shells landing. Shottown leader like Fred Hampton.
coming through. Yeah. Turn me up. Hey. I'm a west side factor, after cashing big homes on my masters. I have to let it be known that I rose to all challenges, raised my status up and broke all averages. Sitting in the car and I'm waiting on the get back. Neiman Marcus gift bag, tell him I said fuck crash. I got the right to bear arms to protect what I own, especially if it's me and I got on all this gold. So what's the issue, judge? I can't come home in a body bag, that's not a sub. One thing about Dom K is he got nuts. Can't kiss on a lady that I do not trust. You don't wanna cross us, hey, they are boss up. Dating zone offer up, what you ever offer us? They wanna paint me as a villain like I'm sinister. I ain't gon' lie, I had to go and seek my minister. He told me everything got purpose. Come full circle, don't let nobody hurt you. And patience is a virtue. If you didn't grow up around here, it don't concern you. I know, I never thought I could live life like this. Four car studio and I did it legit. If I can't score, I'ma get an assist. We was rolling way before we had learner's permit. I know, they don't want me to speak on our legacy. Rather see me strung out on methamphetamine. Realistically speaking, I'm what they'll never be. Metaphorically speaking, I'm feeling heavily. Yeah, I'm at the crossroads, inexpensive wardrobe. Going for the gusto, tapped in Morse code. It's a lot of people doubting me. After this, they gon' be watching from the balcony. After this, they gon' be claiming it was alchemy. I'm with Justinia somewhere on South Beach. Right on Ocean Drive with the daiquiris. I like when they do it with no teeth. Two-door car, we in the backseat. Yeah. I spit everything vivid. You talking, I live it. Pimp rides like exhibit. You damn near should film it. I know. I know. Hey, I got a lot of people doubting me. Yeah. I'm just a west side factor, after cashing big homes on my masters. I have to let it be known that I rose to all challenges, raised my status up and broke all averages. Sitting in the car and I'm waiting on the get back. Neiman Marcus get back, tell him I said fuck crash. I got the right to bear arms to protect what I own, especially if it's me and I got on all this gold. I got on all this gold. Yeah, respect my mind.
Mikey K. Yeah.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist clenched.
Yeah.
You still be the chairman, Fred Hampton Jr.
Live and direct.
See, now I need y'all to bear with me as I bear my soul and take you on the insides behind enemy lines about some state-sanctioned assassinations, mass incarcerations, and some other plans that these pigs have put into place in order, amongst other things, to control the world population. You see, now it ain't no coincidence. A lot of y'all cats don't even know about the infamous COINTELPRO shit. G-Men, government hitmen, directed by Director Jed Hoover, the hitmen. Political frameworks in which they still got a lot of cats politically caged up, killing us and hitting us with more than just a gun. And some names which for legal reasons I can't even mention are still on the run. Now imagine, if you will, same goddamn government brought in all the dope, putting your picture on the poster, placing a bounty on your black ass with the words warning blazing across the daily news front page. Your face being placed right up under an institution issue scope. See, we talking about a bunch of bad motherfuckers. We're looking for number one duck in no motherfucking trouble. Shit. Go-getters and hard-hitters who gave us free medical centers. You see, stood straight up against the system and said, yeah, motherfucker, we subversive and freedom of death. And strapped up in the spirit of self-defense. Free clothes and free busing programs. First free breakfast programs. Armed with a political ideology that withstood the test of time. And a 10-point platform. Hold on now. Now fast forward in closing words. For the tongues of the Black Panther Party clubs. Let us continue resisting. Never forget. 2037 West Monroe. 4:35 a.m. in the morning. West side of Chicago. 1969. December the 4th. Testing 1, 2. Ears up, test.
Live and direct.
Live and direct. That's what it is, y'all. Okay. We'll go with this here. Get this up. Y'all bet with us. We say Cub with us. 1 second. From Instagram on loud. Okay. Okay. All right. Y'all bear with. Okay, y'all, here's up, eyes open, the fist clenched, y'all. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode of Free Mall Radio. Today, June 6th, 5th. Help me out, somebody. What even listens at, y'all? What's the day? June 5th. I definitely can't be trying to push this calendar too far because it really ain't enough time to do what we got to do. We got a lot of things coming up. Let me officially welcome y'all to another episode of Free Mall Radio. It's been a while. In and out, but we are International Radio. You can call in 929-477-3785 and press 1 to get in with us. I'm a little sluggish, so let me get a little of this coffee. Yeah, we've been ripping and running. We just came, just got back in literally, you know what I'm saying? Just got back in literally from a few moves in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Also touched down at a podcast. What's the name of the podcast? All the Smoke with a lot of former NBA players, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about that. It was very interesting, you know. It was, I dug it. I wanted to pick their brains, some dynamics we're going to put together for us up to Annie, Freedom Already on the Color More production we're talking about doing. Make sure y'all check out the Original Gentleman. And I got to redo that. I don't like that came up. George Floyd with a small G. I was rushing, so I want to see if I can edit that on my Instagram. I don't like that. We're going to talk about George Floyd 4 years later. You know what I'm saying? I just seen Michael Brown Sr. tap in with us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It was just, in fact, we just come up the heels of maybe Michael Brown Jr.'s birthday not too long ago. We got to make sure we keep those names etched in our minds and our hearts, those names. You did a lot of times, you know, well, that happened a while ago. You had to move forward. We can move forward. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. But, again, we got to etch those names, the Michael Browns, Mike Browns, George Floyd's, Trayvon Martin's, Breonna Taylor's. There's no statute of limitation for terrorism, so we got to keep those dates and names in my mind and heart. Well, you know what I'm saying? In other words, it becomes second nature to be clear of how this system operates, not in a depressing way or a pessimistic way, but again, I think I mentioned before, Nazi Germany, they considered child abuse.
if they don't, you know, tell their respective generation what happened, you know what I'm saying, prior to them, in particular, you know, the gas chambers, so on and so forth. And it has to be internalized, not, again, not in a defeatist way, but all, you know, some name these names, because a lot of times, most cases, we have generation of reactionaries, you know, coming up there. Oh, I can't believe the police did this. And so you don't know what they did to you yesterday. You have you don't know what they done to you yesterday. If you don't believe what they're doing to us today, you have no idea what they done to us yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I was just having a dialogue with a brother a few days ago. He's from the school of thought that, you know, none of us, our people, came from Africa. We were never kidnapped. This, you know, the whole thing with slavery is a myth. And I said, yeah. I said, well, I relate to this philosophical tool of dialectical materialism. I said, you know, if this, when you come around certain situations, certain individuals say, oh, this ain't their first rodeo. You know, I use that analogy about dogs a lot. I got seen how them cane coursers move. I said, man, this is not just one particular dog. It's the MO. And then lo and behold, I found out the history of cane coursers. They said, like, even think in Europe and war, they would put, like, knives, strap these knives on their backs, and they would run them up on the horses under warfare. I said, man, I told you, these are different dynamics. Me and the Rottweilers be looking at the cane coursers, dog. Like, man, what are they on? And the way the process of the way the prisons are designed, the handcuff and all that, this ain't this system's first rodeo, you know. So again, they didn't have a chattel slavery. So that's man, for it not to happen, you should be shocked, you know. And consistent is you draw a correlation, you know, with chattel slavery, sharecropping, you know, redlining, and so on and so forth. In fact, Frederick Douglass has said that this peculiar institution. You know, so we'll rear his head again, probably some other name, but other than chattel slavery, but this peculiar institution. That being said, again, welcome, Free My Radio, y'all. Y'all have been sitting pause for the call. Everybody know where we at. It's been a while since we've been on. We had played a few previous play broadcasts the last couple of weeks. See Nephew in the building. That's what it is, Free Them All. That's what it is, man. Stay locked and loaded, Nephew. I'm going to need you for this. They had a fundraiser plan for this brother, C.A. Brown. C.A. Brown. He done a video. He's out of Gary, Indiana. Some brother had him. Well, before I say what happened to him, you know, I had met him. He was starting doing a video about, the, you know, he was going to close some footage about the Black Panther Party. And he was talking about doing, you know, they had the garb on everything. And brother Jesse, a guitarist, a phenomenal artist. He asked us, y'all talk to Chairman Fred. And so I'm almost like, well, you know, no, why should we talk to him? And, they, you know, Jesse stressed, you know, the dynamics. So we ended up coming back to Hampton House. And this was a new phenomenon to them, you know. And we ended up, you know, rapping. And ironically, it was on the anniversary of the Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? But the trustee in the building, yes, indeed, Gil Jones, and Free Them All. Yes, indeed. Right on. Love and respect. And they came by the Hampton House, and we, you know, having a conversation, and we subsequently won until we referred to the code of culture. And, you know, a lot of people say, I don't know what the politics, but we try to premise a relationship above for that. You know, everything we do, whether we talk about the programs the Black Panther Party had, it wasn't just a program for charity, it was a polity to uniforms, the titles, the terms, all of that. So, his brother, man, the piece was called Chicago Damn. That's what it was. And he talked about, you know, he touched on a lot of dynamics of the history of Chicago. It was phenomenal. And it was, again, Chicago Damn. And, you know, we had to rap with them and struggle, like, you know, everything down to what particular buttons. And a lot of people want to do, you know what I'm saying, like, they talk about the Black Panther Party's romanticism way detached from the politics. And the deal is, a lot of entities, you have a ready-made layout for you. In other words, stuff is laid out to you. You can do this, and you're not really politically challenged. So, you know what I'm saying? You don't notice the significance of the politics of it. You say, oh, I'm just going to school. I'm just going to get a haircut, going to my clothes, or just listen to music. The Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying, opposition, the Black Panther Party Cubs was still related to the party line, is to recognize significance, you know what I'm saying, of the political significance. And politics, again, is food, clothing, shelter, basic survival needs, but how you get it, how you receive it, how you define beauty, how you define music, you know, how you assess the, how do you see the Black Panther Party? And And we held the line. A lot of times it's unpopular. It's unpopular to hold that line. To say, you know, just like we say, oh, he come with this. A lot of people want to say this. Like a relationship. Like a relationship. Some people, you know, so, you know, some people say, man, I ain't trying to get to know her. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to, I don't know. I don't care what the astrological sign. I don't know what, you know, saying, what contradiction she got on. Miss me with all that. You want to go straight to the chase. And a lot of people go so, they go so far as reproducing, bringing new life into the situation. You know what I'm saying? Then later on, like, whoa, why is this child this way? Then, whoa, well, you know, this is my, you know, that's a trait from my grandmother. Your grandmother, who is that? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, they come into it. And they engage in, you know, reactionary moves, you know what I'm saying? And there's one thing that impacts you, and there's just nothing that impacts a family. When you talk about a people, a community, that's a different dynamic, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I thought even the Black Panther Party, there are countless of people who, you know, got cases, and you know, there was a lot of credit was not given to the Black Panther Party, and a lot of things that the Black Panther Party didn't even do was blamed for. You know, they had a situation in Atlanta some years back, I recall, and they had these actors in Atlanta, and people all, you know, so they support and donate funds to, and I mean, I call it a sixth sense. I can see these was like real actors, and it came out they was filming a movie, and with these the people, you know, and in certain locations, certain time, man. Ooh, it's like a garden. Certain, you know what I'm saying? Certain soil is cultivated where you can't sell certain snake oil, you know what I'm saying? And we pay the price for that, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I'm saying, the we go through that extra effort, and, you know what I'm saying, I think you see the benefit down the road. With that being said, just came up the hills, you know, it was the fourth year. The murder of George Floyd, Stephen W. Lynn, free them all, brother. I gotta see. We come on coming that way. I want to get this screenshot, something to you. This chemical, something we need to get about the rust over the casing of the tombstone, and it's making it like all black. So I'm gonna see if we can, you know, somebody trying to get it sent down there before we get there. The annual Father's Day trip. Matter of fact, y'all can. You know, send whatever support you can, you know, send, get on the bus. We're going to make that move. Cash App, $, Save the Hampton House, also PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr. At Gmail via PayPal. And, of course, you go to SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. Make sure I'm saying it right. It's .org. I know we have with some contradictions. Was it .org or .com? I think it's .org. So I'm checking to make sure I'm saying that correctly. We want to get there's a donation button on there. But we work on getting, you know, getting early, so we'll be last minute for that trip. I'm talking about that more in a minute. But the George Floyd four years later, it's kind of weird even saying that 4 years later. You know, I just come in and see Mike Brown, senior, on here, and you hear these names of that in context of struggle. Sometimes don't even move fast. Like, man, that was a few years back. But this again, this is the past fourth year. After George Floyd was murdered. And I had the fortune to go out and touch down with the family of George Floyd, touch down, and we did the CUNY, the C-U-N-Y, the projects, the CUNY projects in Houston, Texas. You know, even first, I had moved, I said, wow, why is it the acknowledgement down there, and there's an announcement about the movie to be launched on George Floyd. And first, my response was, why is it down in CUNY? It's because I can we just associate it with that of Minnesota. With the infamous picture that sticks in our mind, it's still sticking our mind at heart. The picture, you know, with Derek Chauvin kneeling on George Floyd on his neck, murdering him. Houston, Texas, George Floyd grew up. And I think it's imperative that, like, you know, that we make sure that we attempt to talk, you know, talk about, you know, individuals, cases, campaigns, organizations, not in a detached way. It was just, you know what I'm saying, definitely never forget the death, the assassination, the murders, you know, the way it went down, but also in the attempt to humanize because I think we devalue to stats and facts. If that, I think we don't get the correct numbers. Wait, I know more than that got killed by the police. But the really struggle to humanize us as a people, because not you would get caught up with just seeing it's just the stats and facts. And it was interesting and great for a number of reasons with his family's daughter, you know, there, and people that knew him. I remember going to the anniversary of Mike Brown's, and I was the keynote speaker there in Ferguson, which Mike Brown had grew up and subsequently was murdered there in Ferguson. And it was a phenomenal event, you know what I'm saying? And I recall being there. And also, something in particular that struck me, grade school teacher Mike Brown Jr., when she spoke and she talked about, she recalls his father, you know what I'm saying? You know, so she was like, you know, walking to school. And see, these are different dynamics, you know, because a lot of times, if we get a sound bite, a clip, you know, so you get that, it's divided to that. But none of us live on an island of our own. You know, so we, like Minister Newman, when we talk about his ancestry, he gives analysis. He goes, you know, the good, the bad, and ugly, you know what I'm saying? And we have to acknowledge that we're talking about who we are. I commented on an interview not too long ago. So when a person says, my child, that in itself is subjective. That in itself is subjective. The deal is, in addition to biologically speaking, you know, we want to discover the sperm, the egg, ovary, all that. But in addition to that, you are a product. You know what I'm saying? In addition to those two people that you said that you addition mother and father. And I recall in Africa, brother was taking me to different places, and he said, let's make one stop. And he said, Chairman, if you want to leave, you can leave. I said, well, no, I don't want to be here. It was a marriage ceremony. And I recall sitting at the marriage ceremony in Ghana. And I was like, whoa, I thought it was spectators. There was countless number of people, like, on this side. But it wasn't spectators. What it was, it was respective members of that particular family, the bride and the groom. Imagine that. Be able to see what you get, what you're coming into. You know what I'm saying? This is something that is still held, you know, in many African communities. And I was talking to a sister when we discussed my synagogue, and she was saying she talked to this brother, and him and his wife. It was getting some struggles, arguing with each other, and man, you know, I can't do this no more, so on and so forth. But anyway, her brother and her uncle and someone else, they were able to intervene and have a community. To work this out, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you'll be surprised what can be resolved in the community of people. Something we're deprived of. Something you can relate to. Some barrier, some frame of reference to say, okay, this is the limit. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know, you say, okay, there's no guidelines. If you cross this down, what else does it impact? You know what I'm saying? This is a fact, but the children that hear this is a fact. Household, cousin. So you come out your subjective vote because as an individual, it may not be a big dynamic. You know? So back to the organization question. You can be in your room by yourself, you know what I'm saying? Or even Halloween, you know what I'm saying? Your costume party, you know what I'm saying? Play Panther, you know, yeah, I'm a black man, and you're mine. That's one thing. But the dynamic of going, you know what I'm saying, of saying this, you know what I'm saying, I told her, she won't engage this program. I said, well, you know, that's sort of my political education that comes with this. And I said, that's sort of about a political points of unity with the party line. And she said, oh, yeah, I said, well, basically, she's telling me, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm going to be straight to the chase, you know what I'm saying? So back to the relationship analogy. It's one thing to say, yeah, okay, man, you know, hey, I really ain't, you know, you ain't really trying to make no thing. You're trying to, you know what I'm saying, you want to have a fling with somebody, you know what I'm saying? And that's, don't tell him to call. And Pop said something to the effect like, he only grades women in general, you know what I'm saying, he said, well, it's on their own terms, you know what I'm saying, with sexual encounter, whatever, on your terms. That's one dynamic. However, you parade these sexy reds. You parade them to a generation. You know what I'm saying? You're playing games. You do these propaganda games with Drake having a relationship with sexy red to generations of people who ever seen a relationship. In fact, the sale of snake oil, you know what I'm saying? Whatever your subjective reason was, it be for a payday, or you yourself have no frame of reference of relationship is. That's when we have a problem. When you start, you know what I'm saying, the generations, you start some of these problems. Because the deal is, now it's a dynamic that, you know what I'm saying, that's corrupting the crops, you know what I'm saying, and it's more far-reaching than you can help, you know what I'm saying. The Black Panther Party, you start playing certain games, you know what I'm saying, you're being liberal, like, well, this person means well, so on and so forth. But it's so difficult for us to get something to stick in the minds and hearts of the people, you know what I'm saying. I was saying, like, even our program, we just had a situation recently, I tell people, like, you know, why do we stress certain things? Why do we, the timing of it, you know? Even I said, the Hampton House Garden, we've done it intentionally May 19th, Malcolm X's birthday. That's something that people might not see. You go listen to Tupac's music. That's something that you listen to in the background, some of the words and terms that he's saying. You know, I was talking to the young brother, I said, cool thing. He said, I heard that song before. I said, cool thing. It's about giants. I said, we refer to it the movement Spider-Man. How, you know, they had him in the police station. He climbed down the outside drainage. How they tried to drown him in the toilet stool in 17th Precinct, the police station in New York. How he was given a charge to help him liberate Asada Shakur. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and the impact of, you know what I'm saying, who he is. You know what I'm saying? What's his sister's name? His mother's name? Oh, forgive me. Yasmin. I mean, you know what I mean? Their son, Yark, a.k.a. Gaddafi. This was like Pac's. This is a big machine. Even Pac was consistent with his children. You know what I'm saying? He was the one that got took out a year to the day after Pac got took out. He did. Speaking of which, also, I just want to acknowledge, we're talking about also yesterday, we went up in the juvenile jails in Milwaukee. So the Jazz and Thailand, others, they, you know, mobilized the event. This coalition that came in, they said they can go up inside there. And Tupac Amaru's Shakur's sister, Set, and others, you know, Set, and Yo-Yo, it was Solid Two, and some other people with different forces. And I'm saying different forces, don't forget the brother team we said came to Sacramento. I don't know if I'm forgetting someone, Justin Blake. Uncle Jacob Blake, Junior, yeah, shout out to police. And this is important for a number of reasons. I'm telling you, came from different parts. These are juvenile brothers, brothers and sisters who 14, 16, and they were locked up. And we went inside the jail to talk to them. And I wonder, acknowledge. I'm glad we got the balance of brothers and sisters, and also I'm glad in turn that we bring a balance of brothers and sisters. And I want them to know that, I said, don't y'all be very clear that, you know, you have people from Milwaukee right here that's here. You also have people from Sacramento. You have people who came from New Orleans, Chicago. And that's important that you understand that with no pay, there was no pay. I want to say that. And people say, well, why you got to stress that, you know? Is it there for boasting? Now people say you shouldn't show you doing stuff for people in the community. It shouldn't be just shown. But I said, oh, that's a fine line. Now you can do it some respect. You might want to show, I want some pictures of the children from the back, not their faces. So you don't want to degrade the people. But I think it's important. Like I tell people, I be going live a lot of times for a number of reasons. I go live to stay alive. Yeah, it's Chairman Fred Jr. telling you that through real talk. You know, and different events are strategic. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, it's nice here to party. No, it's strategic. It's a strategy to the struggle. Oh, yeah. Because, see, I can afford those to be isolated. You did. No revolutionary can. But we, I wanted to stress this, you know what I'm saying, that you should show certain situations. Because it emboldens you. You have a frame of reference. A lot of people have no frame of reference of commitment, of serving other people. Again, a lot of people have no, they really kind of like in that movie, Spike Lee's version of Malcolm X, when Spike Lee's character acted Malcolm X, Denzel Washington playing Malcolm X, what's the hustle? So you have to show, because I've been talking to a lot of people, you know, in this respective generation, their parents may have told them what it is to be a pastor, what it is to be a gangster, a hustler, but to actually know what a revolutionary is, you will be surprised. You will be surprised. I would be surprised how the government had done such a job, how they assaulted the earth to the point that, man, people have no frame of reference of what it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that, you know, and so the deal is, and you say, well, why don't you teach them? Why don't you do? The timing has to be, you know what I'm saying? The timing is also, in fact, single timing, there was this quote by Lenin. Lenin said, what takes people 20 years to learn ordinary times. Lenin, a Russian, theoretician, Russian revolutionary. You may have heard about Marx and Lenin, so on and so forth. Some of the things we relate to, some things we have some struggles with. You know, they cannot speak, I mean, directly to our community. You know, that's what I'm talking about, too, though. But there's assessments that are universal truths. And certain assessments, that I don't care where you go to, what the weather is, the language is, that universal truths. And the times, like even now, so you're going to say the times. We are reactionary times. I do foresee revolutionary times. And the time when people's conscious level is heightened, they can see certain things. There are certain things that people can hear about the music industry now they could not hear a year ago. There are certain contradictions and certain things that people can hear about the music industry now. They you say, what you mean they couldn't hear? You know, although technically they may have heard it, but they couldn't grasp. I recall not that long ago, some months, not even a whole year. His brother told me about the music industry, and I just took for granted. I said, you do know that, I mean, it's not based on who makes it. And this brother was dead serious. I mean, like, you could see the gleam in the eye, and I was like, you got to be careful with this now. The policy, you got to be, you got to be real careful giving dosages, because you're like a patient. Like, you want to come in, you say, just feed them. Like, I remember the 13 white children in the hills in California, they had saved them. They got them. It was the parents were starving them. And everybody was like, man, someone said, solution, Mike. We switched to back to the third. I'm going to talk about that, too, about this third political party. It's not time for you. If you stuff right in your own face, you don't even see it. Some people think that term was the Black Panther Party just because that sounded slick. A lot of people have no frame of reference of, you know what I'm saying, climate of that time of a party, the Black Panther Party. The Black Panther Party. A lot of people, their mindset think, okay, black people party. Oh, okay, that's what you say, music, drinks, 40 ounces, blah, blah, blah. That's how people mind work. They can't fathom that no black people, they're the Black Panther Party. That's why I strategically, because the Black Panther Party comes, I wanted to say the Black Panther Party comes, party, I said, no, it's too much, they overdose. They can't, you know what I'm saying? You have to be real careful. Cats have no frame of reference. You know what I'm saying? You say something political, it has to be, for all practical purposes, white folks or something, sanctioned by white folks. Yeah. Back to this, the analogy about the children in California. So they brought them out. They were all famished, starving, you know what I'm saying? So some people were saying, oh, feed them. The doctor came with you. The doctor said, wait a minute. He said, stop. So you can kill them. He said, what you mean? They've been starving. He said, you can kill some. You have to study each one, how their bodies are made. You know, nutrition. You hit two. Someone had to get some sort of saline solution. Something that, you know what I'm saying, they drop, they have to go step by step. They take into account the temperature, all of these different dynamics. And for your own, make you feel good. That's what be a lot of times about the individual. You want to just say, well, I'm going to go feed them, you know what I'm saying, to make you feel, forget the repercussions. Politics. What the politics? There are certain forces who I strategically know, no, that has to come through another person, that has to come through a sister, that has to come through a brother. You know what I'm saying? Some people have been, they have a damage or even hearing certain things come from a black man or a black woman. You know what I'm saying? The politics is certain things that are touched, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, because people are subjective. You know what I'm saying? They are defending themselves. They're like, you know, oh, that's hold on, that's my mama's church you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's my daddy's school. You know what I'm saying? And you trying to do, no, I'm talking about the politics that have been embedded in you. You know what I'm saying? That you caring, that you protecting, the damage of it. You know what I'm saying? And you got a scalpel like doing surgery to get that cancer, you know, capitalism, you know, to cut it. But they, a lot of times it's so embedded, it's so intertwined. You're like, man, hold on, how far gone? It's like the movie Walking Dead. You see Walking Dead, and you say, hold on, man. Say, how long did it been? You say, hold on, no, man. Man, my wife, man. Ain't your wife, man. And that's my wife, man. Man, dude, you call too emotional. Bam. You know, she's going to go grab your son, you know what I'm saying? And you go, oh, no. And you come with these elementary assessments, you know. Well, man, let me see. She a Virgo. Man, she the Walking Dead. Oh, man, that man, we went to school together, man. He the Walking Dead. You know what I'm saying? And this ain't right. I hear you. It was a revolutionary climate that Malcolm X talked about. It was a young Chinese girl. She on the front of the Time Life magazine with a 45 to her daddy head. They said, "What is happening?" She said, "He betrayed the revolution." That's some dynamics. You know what I'm saying? So whoa, hold on. You know, I'm a, you know, the white man wrong. But hold on, you start talking about Cousin Jones. Hold on, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this is in the wars, some of the Civil War. They say, you know, saying biological brothers against each other, all that dynamic. And so you got to be careful, because I say people say they're ready. You start heightening it, and once you get it, you can't, certain dynamics, you can't, like the weather hit it, you can't, it can come out of control. You know, certain phenomena, you touch it, you know what I'm saying? And you see, it heightens certain contradictions that somebody says, are they ready for? Not as in the colonized community, it's not that you don't have a choice when you're ready for it, because once they kick, it kicked. You know what I'm saying? It can, and as Leonard said again, it will take people 20 years to learn ordinary times. They learn 20 years to learn ordinary times. They learn 2 years revolutionary times. And you have to be willing. I said, that's one of the setbacks for me about even cleaning up. I said, I got an issue. I can't really clean up good. I said, I'll be trying to, man, that's my high school book. I remember this. You know what I'm saying? You get some other people come in, because they ain't attached to it. They coming through the door. Man, clean this up. Move this out. This got to go. This is taking up space. That's, you know what I'm saying? But so a lot of times with movements, you know what I'm saying, that objectivity, you be able to come in and say, man, we come on a mission. You know what I'm saying? And not that you have to be able to do some cold acts and not becoming a cold people. I think it was Bakunin, I think I'm saying it right. That was just a Haitian revolution. And he talked about that, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of times, like relationships, all that, you know what I'm saying? There has to be a cold move with certain dynamics. But we want to struggle also to not become a cold people. But again, this is a system that, you know, I wonder the setbacks with us, and I acknowledge it myself. We can't fathom this long, a lot of times, capable of engaging the actions that the colonizer, they didn't put us in this by voting into this. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get us to this here by, you know what I'm saying, just by having a discussion, you know what I'm saying? They just kicked out the Virgos, and they just didn't, you know, put the handcuffs on the Scorpios, you know what I'm saying? It's a dynamic, you know what I'm saying? That's why they study the instincts, the maternal instincts. They exploit every contradiction. It's vicious. Man, I talk about in Pontiac Prison, they had a meeting with all the wardens, and they came out, all the wardens just break down prison cells to be shorter than the average man. We can't fathom us having a meeting like that, you know what I'm saying? And see, a lot of us want to have a discussion negating the war's ways against us. If we come together and we just, you know, we do get our education, and so there's a name for that. There's a name for that. But then there's a brutal reality, too, that somebody after us, it's romantic to tell a rabbit. Listen, if you just eat the carrots and the rat and the grass, your coat would be nice and shiny. Your legs would be agile, strong. You can hop, you can move around. That's at some point the discussion about the Remington rifle that the hunter has to come into, you know what I'm saying, come into play. Some point discussion has to come in about the, there's going to be people that say, watch out for that man. with that gun, because you know, the man don't like us. The man don't like us. Some point you have to say, you know, his wife makes rabbit stew. Yeah. You know they have a family unit. Yeah. I talk to some people sometimes, and they be saying about this gender thing, or sometimes about, the, you know, this happened to this and that, the, what's happening to the black man or the black woman, separate from each other. I have to ask, what plantation are y'all on? Honestly, you have to ask, what plantation? I mean, I do know that, like, in the slave castles, they, you know, they violence at a certain time, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, for overall practical purposes, I'm under the assessment. Forget it, you know what I'm saying? And I know some people say this never happened. Chattel slavery never occurred, but I dialectical materialism tells me different. And I'm kind of seeing this dynamic about men, women, and children. Like, this is an equal opportunity exploiter. That's the way I have, you know, taken in to get your chattel slavery, sharecropping, redlining, that dynamic. There may have been some other plantations that other people may have come from that I might not be familiar with. Now, I do know inside the prisons, the concentration camps, I knew about the Logan, the women's prisons. I do know about certain particulars, they will pull certain, I know about when the Sada Shakur, they put in the all-men's prison strategically. But overall, politics of imperialism, politics of capitalism. And still, Marshall George Jackson said it's a parasitical politics, it's a parasitical economy. And how it gets down on African people in particular. In particular. All colonized people, you know what I'm saying? And this backpack is so vicious. And you see it certain states when you're on the heels of revolutionary time. You see, you talk about the look back at the assassination of former U.S. President John F. Kennedy. You look, you know what I'm saying? Right now, you are climbing now. Do have a general, not even a phantom. A former U.S. president being taken to court. Let's go convicted. Then in the same week, the sitting president, his son, going to court. See, mind you, this is mind-blowing for a lot of people, because you will be surprised. A lot of people believe the white people lie. I'll jive you not. Man, you go up in court, man, listen. You, man, in the system is set up that way. You go in court. What? A lot of people, man, I jive you not. Now you have people from less long. Wait a minute. So this is indirectly, let's say, man, it's a crime where even a ruling class itself is showing the emperor has no clothes. It's showing you that even now. So it's a question that they saying that somebody white, man, yeah, that powerful, like I'm saying, you really can transfer the word a lot of times for God. You know what I'm saying? How people view this system, you know, like literally, you know what I'm saying? And not just the fear of the physical might, but the political might, how they view it. And so this is a time when, you know, conditions, you know what I'm saying? You know, and people are forced to come out of their own subjective bubbles. Like, I'd be like, well, I'm just concerned about this and that. There are discussions now that you people are seeing. I recall relating to a sister about the election. She said, well, do you think they're going to Trump? And I was like, well, you know, you know, you got to take into account what's happening, you know what I'm saying, Russia, Ukraine, Israel, she said, Chairman, everybody's on the on it. If he does not go along with the peace accord, this is what President Biden said. He said he sees it more about his political career as opposed to, you know what I'm saying, any other dynamic. This is what President Biden said. Now, I don't know if he retracted it now as of yet, but this is what he said yesterday. So you have a sitting president saying that Israel, they're finally saying the position that they take, that the leadership that takes, is not based on peace, and he says it's political. And it's kind of, and it's forces certain contradictions. Just now, an hour ago, breaking the news, an hour ago, they say in Stanford, imagine Stanford, I didn't say Princeton High School, I didn't say Georgia Tech, Stanford University. I'm saying, this is, this was with many of the CIA. I trained this. This was Hillary Rodham Clinton when she came and spoke at Stanford. They said in Stanford within the last hour. They said that's in the president's office. The students have commandeered and taken over the president's office, and they barricaded themselves inside the president's in Stanford, California. Yeah, this is breaking news. So these are discussions that a lot of people have been sitting there in their bubbles, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, it's going on, I'm going to do my thing, I don't know about nothing going on, I don't, you know what I'm saying, but ain't this, who appear to be, you know, quote-unquote intelligent. If you listen closely, actually, if you listen closely this period of time, you can hear a lot of stuff hitting the ground. You can say, what's that noise? Some of you might say in the suburbs, what they call it, the cicadas, the flat. But no, actually, you really can, if you listen closely, you can hear the noise of those grape leaves falling from the eyes of so many people. You can literally hear the grape, American, it's like, you can hear people just, you know, people, you wake up, you oh, and then the bones hurt, they ain't never stood. You can hear people, you can see it being forced on, man. It's like, man, people are just, and they have to like this quick. I mean, they ain't no, because let me get myself together. You can see people now, the residue, the devils in their eyes. I'm talking about it's. I mean, if you go to your beauty shops now, it's the God forbid. Let me be objective when I say this. We get to discuss with artists. Yeah, I mean, artists know, y'all do know, y'all wire different. And a lot of times it could be just artists with in my world. You know what I'm saying? Man, you to my artists. I'll tell you, this young cat was telling me about not even a year ago. I'm listening to this cat. I'm like, you actually believe that is based on who works on? I said, oh, my God. It concerned me. I said, are others like you? I just took for granted that people know how this stuff, I mean, the music industry, the movie industry, the electoral political. And some people say they thought the more talented you are, the better a person you are, the more successful you are. I say, in this system? I mean, it blew me away. I mean, through the door, this system. I mean, when you start seeing you go like, so wait a minute. Look at, historically, go look at Rome, the history of how Rome, how they utilize entertainment. Rome would have a gallery where they would bring the entertainers through. Rome had a policy. When the soldiers went out to conquer other lands, their soldiers were depleted, and they knew that the peasants would say, wait a minute, it's time to go kick, man, put our foot in Caesar's motherfucking back. Yeah, what you mean, man? Listen, Anthony, all the rest of them, they out there, man, trying to get some more slaves. Let's get out, because they low up in there. So Rome had a policy. The actual policy was entertain. I forgot the term they used for them, but it basically related, translated to entertain them. That's what it was. Increase the games. They say increase the games. So you know what I'm saying? You have to take that. You look at, think about it. You the movie 12 Years a Slave. When they snatched that sister baby out of arm, that resistance and gave up and get down. What that slave master say? That violin player, hey, hit the jig, man. What? Man, before BET, turn BET on for the nigga. What? Turn it on. He says he ran out. Come on, man. Do. Yeah. I said to my mother, comrade. I say, I'm clear. I look up to a legacy of Black Panther Party. I say, you think P didn't? They ain't got no legacy. They look up to. Man, listen. Man, resistance ain't new and oppression ain't new. Real talk. We live direct on Free MR Radio. Y'all let us know y'all got any callers in queue in the comment show. We're going to talk about also going up. I went to the juvenile detention center. You know what I'm saying? It was phenomenal. Touchdown to the hostage, again, it was right on. And so we give acknowledgement. I'll tell everybody, so many of this goes on and on. It was phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Touchdown to the youth. And I seen them youth, we want to stress to them, listen, P people came from all over the country. That impacts you different. Like, you know, even when you Black Panther Party, you start hearing about this, you say, you mean to tell me some 14 and 24-year-old youth people who ain't had nothing, who didn't have a lot themselves, stood up and fought for me? That makes you operate different. It's just that that's why they can't let you know about that. Now, they may let some get out, yeah, this dude came and spoke, you know, some ones who had education and school. You mean to tell me that somebody like Claudette Colvin, who had her struggles and contradictions, she knew that. I'm not getting my, I'm cool. I'm not getting the seat up. That impacts you. You can relate to that. Yeah. Yeah. I want to shout out the Original Gentleman, too. Y'all check that. They give us some phenomenal history on Chicago. Now, yeah. On YouTube, just get Original Gentleman. Subscribe and tell the Chairman Fram Jr. told you to subscribe to it. Yeah. Free Ross, because we got any callers in queue? We still not? Okay, I'm calling, dude. Primo, we got any callers in queue?
Primo, brother.
Primo.
Can you hear me?
929-477-3. Huh?
Oh, you can hear me?
I hear you, yes.
Just pause on my MS. We have a caller in queue. We have Rico Dukes in queue, Primo.
Primo.
Grand Rise, the honor of the chair from Fred Hampton.
Primo, welcome to my radio, brother. Yes, indeed.
Yes, how you doing,
Fred? Volume is
okay. Hello. I just wanted to come on.
Well, let's see. How you holding up?
I'm holding up perfectly. I just wanted to say that I'll be in Oakland, California, June the 16th at the Fermory Park for my father's Father's Day event. I'll be speaking more about BPME, which is Black Panther Military Reinforcement. We have a NATO cage code of SRALTO. We are a lawful military. We're trying to unite with as many organizations of Black Panthers that we possibly can, because I think it's time for us to take stands and take actions to protect our community, to provide for our people of those communities to the best of our ability. So it would be an honor if you could come there. If you're not able to come there, just to support mouth of word or any kind of form of way. I support you more with open arms and with so much honor, Mr. Chairman Fred Hampton. Support what you're doing, and I would like to stand with you in unity to try to get our people to a better circumstances and a better predicament for ourselves for future references and survival.
Right on, Revolutionary. Appreciate the good calling in. And unfortunately, but we will be. I'm kind of glad you made that date out there, because I'm on some self-critical audience. I forgot to mention, if I did mention earlier, we have to be. We'll be embarking, but people free to go. There's a number of different things going on. President Nazi been here doing on June 16th in Oakland, California. But I mentioned earlier briefly. I want to touch on a little more detail before we depart. The annual pilgrimage to the site. In which, and I want to talk about this too, because this I always point out. I'm gonna say the site. That's why I was going with this. I was talking about the significance. I'm glad it's triggered. I was going with the significance of George Floyd, the thing in Houston. I think it's imperative that we have these discussions, and about be real careful about the death and demise of individuals, organizations. Because if you're not careful, with an upcoming generation, it can be defeating. It can be defeating that. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take it back to the question at hand, though. But I want to say, like, the George Floyd event, was it his birthday or the event? Four years after his murder. And I automatically thought it was Minnesota. But Houston, where he grew up at, a lot of times you hear something becomes a phenomenon, especially within our community. It can be detached from the human factor. You know what I'm saying? Like Willie Mandela said, when a political prisoner is not just the prisoner that does the time, and you can see how this strategically how it impacts communities. I mean, relationships, everything, and how can it can lead to defeatism. You know, people that, like, you see certain pictures of, you say, this the end, so whoa, don't start there, don't start. Like, a child should know about their family with just a divorce. Like, people say, well, you know, you come in and you hear people tell stories about their childhood, you know, my uncle, you know, he got high, started getting high, blah. I kind of struggle. So, well, let's not limit their legacy to that. Ideally, I would like to put it in context, you know, saying what's going on in the world, what happened, you know, saying what happened to this person, you know, saying in the Vietnam or the war, you know, the impact, what caused certain dynamics. And if that's too far of a reach, to look outside of our bubbles and say, wait a minute, it's for us to be alive and stand up is one thing, you know. But again, to put stuff in, the reason we're in Louisiana with Chairman Fred is buried at, is kind of the generational dynamic too. You know, I talked about in the interview this original gentleman about his grandfather, my great grandfather, and we want to really start struggling to have some discussions in an objective manner. The music industry. I really want to hold off on this for a minute, because a lot of times, I communicate.
But you're speaking on real truth though, Chairman.
Right on. Good things, brother. Good things. And I want to hold up on this for a minute, because I know that we about the music industry. Like right now, is people's ears are open, but it's still. It shouldn't be to be valued to just that. You know what I'm saying? Of Puffy Combs. I heard a brother. Oh, it was watching his sister. I just seen her podcast the other day. A broken woman, and she happened to be talking to her nephew and others. And one brother said he said he raps and they call him Biggie. He said it hurt him. He couldn't believe it. The stuff going on with Puffy Combs. And when you do certain phenomena, good, bad, or different, the trickle down impact. You know what I'm saying? I thought about it. I said, man, we don't know. There's no toll. Of, you know what I'm saying, and they talk about even how people in their CDs in, and they, you know what I'm saying, and how they was, you know, Puff, they like to take their music and, you know what I'm saying, you know, or run up with them, you know what I'm saying, how many, you know what I'm saying, broken hearts and broken dreams, and you know what I'm saying, people like believing, and I don't want to dismiss it like I said earlier, like don't talk too lighthearted about it, but when we deprive it so much, we want to believe in something, but the detrimental effects of those looking at these individuals. When you deprive the real model of people that you can relate to, and you can pick up the characteristics, you know what I'm saying? They can put certain forces in place. If we be honest, even with my respective generation, you know, I recall us going, you know what I'm saying? Fortunately, we had the likes, you know what I'm saying, the Rakims and the likes, you know what I'm saying? But, the White Cat, you know what I'm saying? Even others, you know what I'm saying? The Adidas gym shoes, you trying to identify, and also, we were impacted by the different dynamics of Scarface movies and all that too, though. But what's the extra blow with this, the generation two, we talk the hand.
So
the access.
How do you
access the media?
How do you suggest, Fred, that we pause with the people? How do we get the people back motivated, how the people was motivated for change back then? How do you suggest that us as leaders come with some form of strategy to get that motivation and determination back into the people?
The deal is to have an acknowledgement of what are we. What's the goal? You know what I'm saying? Not draw the foregone conclusion that everyone wants to, it's for the betterment of the people. Not to get into a biblical thing, but that Dr. King Solomon told the two women who claimed the baby. It's okay. They say, you said it's your baby, you said it's your baby. He said, what about cut the baby in half? And they come out, the mother, so you know what? Hold up. I'm concerned about, that's my baby. I would take the hit. You know what I'm saying? For this baby to live. And the deal is, a lot of times people, you know, some people, they want to come in, they're on their time as opposed to the people's time. Say, well, I want this to happen right now. Not the moving sink, the moving to be able to catch the situation. The people get involved, when people become conscious, you know what I'm saying? Different times, different dynamics. A lot of times people come in and they're like, well, I'm ready now. I have just read this book. The police has just killed my son. I'm here, and to be able to, the patience and the respect for people, say, wait a minute, let me study the climate, you know what I'm saying? And individualism is a different than a teamwork, you know what I'm saying? You got certain people that say, well, listen, this what do we got this guy? He's in high school now. This guy can't play on the team right now. And there's certain things as an individual. I can't count the amount of occasions I've been on, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, hope for a dream team, and then certain people call me. Man, I get calls from people constantly. I hear what you're saying. The young brother I mentioned earlier about the music industry. Now, he calls me now, and he said, I see. You know what I'm saying? But this deal is, there are other dynamics, you know what I'm saying? And a major ingredient, what I said earlier, it's subjective or say it's just depending on the organizers, it's just depending on people to say I'm going to educate people. That you cannot talk about the 60s without negating Nixon, negating President Kennedy's assassination. There was certain dynamic, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't, it's certain forces. Park been talked about. Park, even he knew the people weren't even ready for certain dynamics. What he was saying, people said, oh, that's East Coast, West Coast, he tripping. Pop been called conscientious on Puffy, but people's political maturity was incapable of relating to that. You know what I'm saying? You had Blake, when he was the studio shooting, you know what I'm saying? We talked about it. He said, who was there? All the different dynamics. All this stuff now. You know what I'm saying? It's certain forces can hear through certain things. It's certain individuals. That's Casey. Her racial makeup is a dynamic that people can relate to. You know what I'm saying? See, people, there are dynamics that certain people they have to say. The deal is certain information. Malcolm X talking about who Malcolm X, who got out on Kennedy. I mean, we're done. Mm-hmm. The chickens coming on the roost. But Oliver Stone, mm-hmm. People say, oh, man, you got to be crazy. There ain't no government doing nothing like that. Well, Oliver Stone. You know what I'm saying? But then Oliver Stone made a movie about it, and out of his mouth said, I'm really just working my father. And people say, don't worry about it. You got no facts. You white man. Don't trip. Don't trip, Mr. White Man. You are very, very intelligent. The government must get out on Kennedy. And then there are certain forces, and people say, well, won't you just wait? They can't. They, you know what I'm saying? The last dollar moves won't be caught on. And it's like a wedding. They'll say, okay, with the time and like a relationship. Somebody said, you know, this could have been a good relationship had I been a little more mature or if I'd have been more in place. That, again, there are dynamics now. People are saying like that within the last hour. Stanford? That different high school, different discussion. You know what I'm saying? This is a different time period than last year. A lot of people that political goals even know what the Black Panther Party was. The criteria was so low. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday, I'm going to respect, brother. I don't. Yesterday,
basically,
you're saying she took everybody by the breakfast program, and a lot of people said, excuse me.
Now, so basically you're just saying we have to just raise the vibration of the people, pretty much.
I'm saying
through knowledge and education.
It's the dynamic. See, when people, like, how people look at, like, history, picking out individuals and situations, there's a theory for this, matter of fact. It's a theory. Somebody just told his brother doing a piece about this. Deontay Kennedy's brother, and I just met him. And he was explaining to me that it's a term they use where it talks about history, taking people like George Washington and the likes, and they say this is a historical analysis. Has that individual been taken out? And I said, wow, I said, that's interesting. However, I said, no historical analysis can be laid out just on an individual. You have to, Napoleon was a war tactician, you know what I'm saying, who negated, it may have been Russia he was fighting, he negated something simple that may seem as simple as the weather. The weather alone. I recall a situation in Chicago some years, about 10, 15 years ago. Bill Hamilton, 15 times the Chicago Police Department on 72nd Dorchester, December 2nd, 2001. Bill Hamilton shot 15 times the Chicago Police. I recall struggling with some of the forces who we had coalition with, from the reactionary forces. I was at leading out of town and said, listen, the weather is too cold for this mobilization, this protest, hold fast. So out of town, I had to say something that was out of my control. I had to go do another case. And mind you, a lot of forces, even to this day, I deal with forces to this day, they don't even know, and not even concerned. I got forces who I deal with today don't know about me and Tupac, sisters, and others going to jazz, and other people going inside the juvenile detention center yesterday. They don't care. They are not even concerned about it. All they see is Chairman Frey right here in Chicago. They have no concern about the Hampton Town's refrigerator was down last week. They have no concern about the phone meeting I have to deal with in New Orleans, Louisiana today. They have no concern about the Sao Paulo chapter of the Black Panther Party Club. They are incapable of, you know what I'm saying, of not just deal with counterfeit organizations trying to have their legs with Black Panther Party. However, I got to hold the line. You know what I'm saying? And then they know down the road they might grasp onto them. So back to this case at hand. This force, they try to organize this protest down to freezing cold. Freezing cold. It broke the spirit of the people. We better go back and do damage control. They didn't come out and they were defeated. This is their first protest. And I was sensitive of that. And I was saying, see, like people like a relationship. You know, people talk about, they look back and say, yeah, man, she loved, man, that girl broke my heart. This dude did this dirty. And you can look at a lot of people to this day, the quote unquote relationships or lack of relationships they've had with their father, mother, whatever. See, all children are subjective. And when you that, see, it's one thing to experience something when you out there amongst other people. Say, okay, yeah, you know. But that one dynamic, now you go and say, man, it's a million McDonald's, you get a bad burger, you say, okay, I still eat hamburgers. But to get that one burger from that one, your first time, you say, whoa, I don't like hamburgers. You have to say, I don't like a black man ain't shit. You're like, well, what was the first, who was no contact with that? Well, a black woman ain't shit. I had a situation, his brother got killed by the police, and I'll never forget it. He came to the household, and the dog had barked. His brother had froze. You know, his brother was a cold brother with my security. He said, that's a wild. I said, yeah, what's the problem? He said, I got to go. And I was sensitive to that. I said, okay. Later on, I said, what happened, bro? He said, man, a wild killed my father. I was you could debate, well, that's not the same. Wild, you know, the circumstance. I was sensitive to that. And so here is the dynamics of a people. To take that into account, when Hannibal went through the Alps, he would catch certain people. He would catch certain ones when Rome was. He would catch right when Rome fucked them over and grab them right then. A lot of times, the state grabs certain individuals right when they, you know what I'm saying. The CIA admits the orphanages are a rest haven for their recruiting. This is a document. They say, you want to make the movie Born Identity? They say this is a rest haven. President Biden has said they want the children, the Mexicano children, to gain entry with the parents. People say, oh, that's great. This America really loves the children.
Mm-hmm.
On the contrary.
Indeed.
It was a political maneuver to grab the breed a new dynamic of aspiring Americans. When they got to Chicago and other places, they could have placed them in church or whatever. They strategically placed them inside the police stations. Now, what you're going to have are people who've been on the road, who've been through mountains, who've been through tunnels, who've been dealing with the mules, the wolves, the hustlers and all that, and then your first, the police defeat. And it's going to be difficult. That's why I tell a lot of people with the choice. I say, man, you're making a deal with the children. I look at a lot of chores. I say, damn. I had to catch myself the other day with, so she cussing us, berating her son. I said, damn, it's going to be rough on the next generation of revolutionaries.
And that's what I try to focus on.
That first dynamic.
That's what I try to focus on, Chairman, which is pretty much the younger generation. But sometimes I get caught up in trying too much to put too much energy into the older generation. But and sometimes I lose focus on both, trying to go back and forth from the younger generation to the older generation. But I thank you so much for your time today and for allowing me on and giving me such great insight and knowledge that'll help me further along on my journey. And if you wish to find out anything more about the BPME, you can look at it at, you can check us out at bpme.army, bpme.army. I thank, once again, I thank you and I honor you so much, Mr. Hampton, Mr. Chairman Hampton, and I support you in any way possible. If you ever need anything from me, don't hesitate to reach out. I thank you for having me on your show.
Right on. Well, thank you for the call. Right on. Yes, indeed. Free them all. Thank you for the call. Live and direct on Free Mall Radio, y'all. The spirit of making history, taking history, and taking history. Live and direct, y'all. I don't know how we looking. How we looking? Okay, we good. Yes. Let them call in the queue. Because it's just some comments y'all forgetting. Melissa Crawley, I tried to reach out to you earlier. We got to get on top of that situation with the water crisis, the water contradiction. Excuse me. We need to, man, that's something good, y'all. I won't put you on the spot right now, but forgive me, Harvey, Dalton, oh, it's almost, man, I moved too fast. This is not limited to that, to the South suburbs. This conversation about the water people. I'll be questioning myself, like, man, the comedian made a joke about it, say, man, what? He said, we say in the future, people say, man, I got my word is my mama's name. And stuff becomes so normalized, you forget about it. Damn, water. You know what I'm saying? And see, this goes back to the pipeline. We went to with the indigenous and the natives. You know, standing right next to the pipeline. People like, man, what you going on those Indians? Blah, blah, blah. You know, like the black. See, we hiding the contradictions. So even the impact of the pipelines down to Chicago. See, a lot of people wait to them directly. Eric Moody. Yep, sure was earthquakes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And shout out to Eric Moody, man, we're in Chicago. I think something just happened. Just made a mobilization kicked up again. Man, check his Facebook page out. Solid for us. Solid for us. You know what I'm saying? It's a revolutionary climate. You want an atmosphere. Like people say, man. It was a climb in the 60s. I'm talking about, the conversation. You're like, man, who had the breakfast program? Like, this was a different breakfast program. Who was the medical advice laws? Man, who was that, man? The discussion, the type of your relationship, your music. What? You turn around, man. What, man? What's going on? Ball of confusion. I mean, man, I'm talking about just. I grew up on stories. My mother was, she's pregnant. She telling me, I'm hearing about this from her other people. I'm hearing of, I'm up to, she's mad at this now. You know, this parents, you know what I'm saying? Oh, the children be listening. Yeah, I was sneaking this to Richard Pryor records now, but I would be upstairs this Richard Pryor, but I also heard the stories about Richard Pryor coming through Chicago, Chairman Fred talking to him. I also heard about her being, her walking, they coming from Madison and Ashland, coming out of the Panther Papers. Man, we'd be one o'clock in the morning, they walked to the headquarters, brother up there drinking wine and stuff. But I took the powers of the people. I'm here, getting ready. Brother Broken Wings, Eric Wilkins, a couple of more people, and I don't even be knowing it. And brother named Kenny, this guy that came out from prison. I don't even be conscious of it. I'm rushing to get ready to go to the juvenile detention in Milwaukee. I come out, so Brother King say, he say, people get ready, huh, Chairman? And I couldn't grasp what he was talking about. And also, I was in my cousin's house in the South. I don't be conscious. I'm subconsciously, people get ready, revolution is coming. Don't need no ticket, just a loaded gun. All you need is some faith and love for the people. Don't need no ticket, just a loaded gun. We believe, all colonized people will be free, free, free. See, that I'm doing this, but mind you, these babies now, you got to believe. It's going to be ingrained in their brain, too, the sexy reds, the Drakes, and the likes. Mind you, I remember sister at a sister house, she was explaining to me how she doesn't let her children listen to Nicki Minaj. Oh, okay. While we're talking, there's a video game playing, and Nicki Minaj is on the video game. This war is being waged. Check it out. Put my hand in the building. Looks, we got it. Yes, indeed. It's crossing good. Make sure. I need you to make sure. What is it? Human right? No doubt about it. We need to find out the numbers to call in. This got to be a bigger campaign than just the suburbs. I'm gonna lose my track of thought while I was going. I guess some people starting to document this frame already, y'all. And at first, I was tired. I was gonna say, I don't want to come in today. I'm kind of trained. But I said, this guy, I need this. We need this to be like a respectable time period, to go like a time stamp. To go like, what was going on at that time? And I said before, when I was locked up on the case, when I got him on bond, I told about the case, one of the cases that I was given. And there's all these different agencies. I'm talking about, they throwing out, who is that? They all different agencies is locked, you know what I'm saying, and that. Skills in the building. I got to follow up with you, man. I got to follow up with you on that picture. Don't let me forget, man. Lewis Ricky Skills, y'all, phenomenal artist, man. That picture I get to you, man, follow up with Cassandra Grill on a later birthday. Big brother, I'm going to say something about timing. I'm kind of all over the place. It's a mental time madness. This brother, I remember the tattoo I got, Panther Cub logo, on the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party. And not only see that mark in my heart, that stain in my brain, not only was that in the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party, I can recall so many contributions for. We had no place to be there. I remember we had this place, and somebody said, oh, no, you can do this here, no problem. I said, okay. We've done it there. This is lots of change. You know what I'm saying? And also, ironically, Comrade Stan just tapped in. I remember that. The 50th anniversary. I left from his joint, and I was like, excuse me, I got a whole schedule. I said, man, I got to get it done on this date. On this date. Went to his crib, got the tattoo, came back, Comrade Stan, all the comrade, man, that 50th. You know what I'm saying? These are things in your, you know what I'm saying, the brain is something. And you need these, we're trying to get all you can. That's what we're doing in House Garden. We have to do on Malcolm X's birthday. It's just that, you know, people like, man, it's certain things that you get to see the time. You come across it every once in a while. That dynamic was for, you know what I'm saying? I don't take for granted that we even have members of the Black Panther Party to be here with the Cubs, you know what I'm saying? To lay out certain dynamics. You know what I'm saying? They say the Nazi Germany, this is going to be the last generation, or the last surviving generation of the business of Nazi Germany. Steven Spielberg ain't missing the beat with that. When it's that Schindler's List, he made sure some of those survivors in that movie. You know what I'm saying? There's some stuff going on right now in this old original gentleman. Matter of fact, it's funny, Skills, you tapped in. I got to find that picture, man. Tag me with it, you mind it. Me, you, Larry, the Larry. And it's the original gentleman. It's the Chicago history. And I talked to a brother yesterday. He said, man, it's like real. He was tripping. He said, man, they got the men on there. I said, yeah, some women. I said, yeah. He said, you know what I mean? I said, to have, if he was a chairman, you was comfortable. I said, yeah, because see, nobody's history is, you know what I'm saying, is linear. You know what I'm saying? You can't go to the Italian community, the Irish community. All they had was priests. All they had was gangsters. No. A combination, different dynamics. Every community, every family has an Uncle Fredo. Yeah, they there. Yeah. And to be able to have the conversation. You that may go, I'm Ted, go in the comments on the original gentleman. Have an original gentleman. Check out the one with Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. And check out the one with Minister Rico. All the likes. And the, Bishop Juan, yeah, man, little, Percy Box, Box there, Little Larry. It's stuff that it's not this. See, it's dynamics, and especially justice. You know, so I remember. You get through a blanket assessment. Like I told one time, I said, "Yeah, y'all kind of missed them quote unquote gangs and that structure, the dynamics, checks and balances. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and it's an actual. I mean, they this is some dialogue, and you know what I'm saying? Good, bad, and indifferent. I don't want to romanticize it, but good, bad, and indifferent. And you have to put stuff in context." Of what you're dealing, Chicago was for all practical purposes the most segregated city in the country. It's I think we're on time closing out on time, but I'm interested in getting Larry Lawrence Fishburne playing this series. I want to see it clipped by the Clippers. Now Donald Sterling, who formerly owned the Clippers, and y'all remember that it was a big discussion. When I first heard that tape. Like him telling the ladies, I don't bring no niggas to my basketball game. I remember when I first heard it. I said, he's from Chicago. I said, no, you need to check channel. I said, no, he's from Chicago. He said, we own the Clippers, Chairman. I said, I wouldn't care if you own the Seattle Seahawks. He's from Chicago. He said, how you know? I said, the rawness. Roland Martin said, I've never been in a place that openly calls the place two town. It's a acknowledgement of the race contradiction. Yeah. That's why when people that play with the Rainbow Coalition, oh, yeah, you know, they came together, hugged. Yeah, all right. That was a revolution elite. You know what I'm saying? The race and class competition. We spoke at Slim Coleman. Reverend Slim Coleman's memorial, they had an Operation Push, and it was, you have force from all walks of life. And I talked about, you know, and a lot of people aren't even familiar with the history. You know what I'm saying? See, people, a lot of people don't even know. I raise criticism of the Cumberland. You know, you be saying stuff. You be thinking everybody knows this. I say, man, the rain stuff that you take for granted, Rainbow, people, I heard people say, man, it started later on. I said, no, Chairman Fred. I said, no, I thought this is a fact. And you see people, they start trains around. We all came together. See this here. You have forces like Reverend. Notice I'm saying Reverend Slim Coleman. This thing they acknowledge. No, Chairman Fred, man, that's who drafted him. Chairman, the Black Panthers, the Vanguard Party. And we respect their leadership. A lot of people have never in their life can't even fathom some the black community being the Vanguard Party. They can't. You got to be jiving. It's got to be a misprint. There's no way possible. They can't fathom that. See, even when I seven spoken comrades, Stan McKinney, you know, the chapter, Henry from St. Louis, you have the mayor, and it's key. That's what you have to not different forces, but just say, man, on original gentleman. I said, man, you can just say, man, they got all these people in there, the players. Yeah, different than that. I say, man, I'm a revolutionary. And it's not saying like better than nobody, but to acknowledge that. And a lot of people shocked that they had no concept. And other people said, well, Chairman, how can we teach them? A lot of times, the time is not right for it. It's like you, even clinic, biologically speaking, people said, they send us to me. I'm looking at these babies yesterday in the juvenile prison. I'm looking at them. I'm looking at these children in juvenile prison. I'm looking at these babies. They sitting there, ain't no hair weave, ain't no weave, ain't no fancy clothes, ain't no jewelry to dress these babies up. I'm looking at these babies with their slippers on, these slippers. I'm looking at these children's eyes. These babies. I'm looking at these children sitting there. I'm gonna say, ain't no covering up with the jewelry, ain't no pill popping the cover. Man, these are children, these babies in this juvenile detention camp. Yeah. How am I trying to thought what's going with this? These babies. That's what these doctors, excuse me. That's a white doctor, yeah. That's a white doctor. For the brain. The fact that we even got these, you know what I'm saying? The developmental stages of the brain. Well, not my baby. No, my baby was born, you know what I'm saying? I knew this. Okay, well, everybody, for instance, I'm going to do this interview with this sister on a talk show and radio show. I said, you know, we all damaged. She jumped, oh, I'm not damaged. I said, oh, excuse, what? I said, oh, you are an exception. You are an exception because this, you're not damaged. She, all right. Me, right back at the ranch. I'm with these babies. And they saying some stuff that's, you know what I'm saying, that's clicking on, you know what I'm saying? You say, oh, that's intelligent for them. But these children, I'm talking about, it's experiences. That, you know what I'm saying? Liberia. The slaves tell me they will go grab them babies and kill their mothers and daddies in front of them. And you see them, they gone, you know what I'm saying? Even some things might have to catch up. They might, their bodies start getting the chisel. You're like, oh, man, this is a soldier, man, did this here. Now, after generations, it may come like they produce a certain dog. After a certain period, you know what I'm saying, go on, you can say, okay, now that's what we're looking at. But these, man, certain stages in the game, man. You run certain things on the attention span, all the different dynamics. You know what I'm saying? What I'm checking on the deal is the time of our community. You have to look at this scientifically. You have to look. A lot of people have never, and they have never seen nobody serve them. You know what I'm saying? And you can't take it personal. It's a foreign language. I can see it. I talk to some people. I'm like, okay, this and that. It's a linear. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna close out with this. Go watch some dude. What's the dude named Henry Louis Gates? He be talking. He was on the people. They be so man. They did an ancestry. They couldn't find a slave nowhere in Puffy Combs' lineage. This dude been pampered and privileged. You know what I'm saying? You go back and look at man. Listen, it's a meme on Facebook. Listen, some of y'all great great mama and granddaddy told on Harry Tubman. See you. In Chicago, you don't see us running around about no elders and king, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Man, shit, ain't no guarantee, man, because you were a certain age, you was on something. That's the Black Panther part. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. For strategic and political reasons, I don't go there. There was those that were in the Black Panther Party, around the Black Panther Party, there was those Black Panthers. Don't come quoting the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, we're going to bring our guest on. They was in the Super Bowl. Who, him? He was at the tailgate party. The tailgate party. He wasn't even inside the stadium. Yeah. We're going to close out with this here, y'all. But listen, Quality, you folks get back to us on something else up again. Remember that. Get back to us on that. Also, get information for us about the water, the numbers to call. But they got big old rocks they put on for water. You can't get no water. And it's hard to talk. It makes sense. I know y'all person. Not to get you hard because Dalton. Oh, man. That's different than that. You know what I'm saying? But also, get ready for Father's Day. We've been a trip, y'all. We head out to Kevin Fred's grave site. And you'll trip, y'all. Oh, we got to struggle with some force. They're going to come back on Tuesday. We make another day because they're going to turn into a retreat. We got some people committed to doing different things. Get rent a van, get the gas, go to Cash App, dollar sign, save the Hampton House. Also, PayPal. So I put it up there for y'all. Put it on the Cash App, dollar sign, save the Hampton House. PayPal, Chairman Fred, Junior Chairman Fred, Jr. at Gmail, via PayPal, and save the Hampton House. Plus, send it right or go to the donation button. But we're going to say that's good. We're going to be for that. And also, we're going to touch down a few people, you know what I'm saying, about those resources. We're going, man, listen, let's get the youth for y'all in particular. Let's drop something they can have a frame of reference so later on down the road when they go through. Go back and look at Malcolm's childhood. He had a base to go to. Need that base. I even know it. I'm catching myself up in this. People get ready. I'm not even conscious of it. Let's drop them, you know what I'm saying, and pat the club, political pills in Arkansas, y'all. Y'all, let me jump into it. And after that, keep your hands up, eyes on the fist, clench. What's the call? Free them all. Honor to serve, y'all. Come and take us on now. Oh, hold on, man. We got some dates coming up, y'all. June 16th, it's Father's Day, y'all. No doubt about it. So, you know what I'm saying? And listen, I don't make that joke. They say, man, Mother's Day, you know, all the good meals. Father's Day, people are like, oh. Politically, I don't know what I'm saying. Man, whatever we can support, get this trip, man. We, and if you can't, Because, man, you got some young brothers out there, you know their old man ain't there, whatever, man. Man, we come took it and ride with us. Look, brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I come in on Daddy Boy Dancers. This trip here, y'all, man, let's make this happen, man. You know what I'm saying? And also, man, birthday, man. The birthdays. Man, Pastor Cub Park, Comrade Daphne, you know what I'm saying? I think back, man, I remember in the Hampton House, we first get in the Hampton House. I'm talking about no heat, no water, no nothing. No nothing. I'm talking about, man, we pull up in that, man, we it's the Hampton House. We miss the Comrade Daphne, man, we up in that motherfucker, man, sitting up there waiting everybody come to me, man, her birthday at the Hampton House. That sticks. That sticks. Let's give these babies some movement memories, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Free them all. This should post all this up, you know what I'm saying? Again, it's called Free Them All. On PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. at Gmail. Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr.com via PayPal. So, again, y'all, let's talk about that. I'm working on some more things, too. I get this retreat, these chores went out to the farmland. But this trip, we'll make that happen, y'all. Yeah. Conway, what you gonna take us out for? Take us out on happy upcoming birthday as well.
Already, Brother Chairman, and you know you gotta take Pac.
Already, that sounds like my man. Thank you, brought my memories back on. Damn. Oh, you gonna be mad and forget it? Hell, you know.
Yes.
Forgive me, man. Yeah. Hey, keep your head up, man. I'm gonna get your information posted. I heard already. I thought about it. Yeah, Hess. Yeah. That's who got the part of the idea with the Long Talk Radio. Yeah, Hess, man, standing strong, man, Hess. Yes, indeed, man. Free them all, y'all.
Free them all. Radio is 9 years old. Brother Chair.
Huh?
June 2015.
Radio 9 years old.
Nine years old.
Yes, sir. 9 years old. All right,
okay.
Running. Be cool. You're so, running. You're going to start. So, how old we is? Yes, indeed. I love it. Free them all radio.
It's just me against the world.
Cause ain't no fucking stacker, my nuts is cracked up. I'm about to act up, go to the Mac.
With all the sex distresses, the question I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this depression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asking questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep your essence. The power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches, in a position of making a difference. Politicians are hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world.
No matter how